we are called to be in the people business. And since we're in the people business, then I believe that we should be in the atmosphere business. Because again, it helps lead the way for the gospel. Now I want to kind of start and conclude with this one statement. Our substance is everything. Look at the person sitting beside you and say, our substance is everything. The atmosphere that we try to create in our churches is only to accompany an already perfect message. Here's the deal. The atmosphere that we create is never going to set someone from their sin. It's never going to heal someone's marriage. It's never going to set someone free from some addiction in their life. Only our substance, Jesus Christ, can do that. So it's important that we don't get that out of order. The atmosphere is only to accompany an already perfect message. And I think every single one of us, we want to do our very best to point people towards Jesus Christ, who is our substance. And atmosphere is one of the tools that we have in our arsenal to do that. But with that in mind, whether you realize it or not, atmosphere is one of those important things in our churches that play a huge part in what we do on a Sunday morning. From the moment that people walk onto our parking lots or walk into our lobbies, or whether or not they, when they go to our kids ministry check-ins, or even when they walk into our auditoriums, the atmospheres that we create can either help create momentum for your church, and or it can, the wrong atmosphere can actually pull away from the momentum that you've already potentially gained. So it's important that we kind of get a concept of the power of atmosphere. And again, atmosphere is all centered on feelings and emotions. Think about this. If you're a husband, hopefully you like to take your wife out and, you know, just treat her nice every once in a while. If you don't, you should start doing that. But hopefully you do. You know, something really fancy, like a fancy restaurant, and the restaurant may include some music, and, you know, maybe you have to wear certain clothes to go in there. Really expensive, quiet, just really romantic. Not a fast food restaurant, or not even a chain restaurant, you know, but something really fancy. So you can try to be romantic. And let's be honest, guys, you know, we're trying to set the mood for later, right? Absolutely. But that night, trying to create a romantic atmosphere, it takes some work. You can't just show up and it all just be like you want it. It takes some forethought. It takes some work. Look, if you're trying to have a romantic evening with your wife, you don't want to go set up shop in the McDonald's play area. It's not very romantic, and you're not going to get the results that you're wanting at the end of the night. I don't care if you bring in candles or different food. It's just not going to happen. The atmosphere can make you or it can break you. And you know, and again, it's one of those crazy things that you can't put your finger on, but you know when it's right and you know when it's wrong. And it's important. Think about creation. When God created man, Adam, He didn't create him and then place him in this void until He got around to creating everything else. No. Before He created man, He created the earth. He created the seas and He created the heavens. He created the grass and the trees and all the vegetation and the animals. And then He created Adam. He set up this incredible atmosphere, this environment before He ever created him. You know what that tells me? It tells me that God values atmosphere as well. And if God values it, then I believe that all of us as church leaders and leaders that we should value as well. Look, people are going to remember our church is based on how they felt when they attended. And by creating a good atmosphere, you can get them excited about coming back. You can get them excited about bringing other people back. And even more important than either of those, you can get them excited about Jesus. Just by the atmosphere that you create. I've had the opportunity to visit many different churches. And even though I've been in ministry for many years, it's still pretty nerve-wracking for me to go to a church for the very first time. There's just something about it. I'm kind of in a shell, and I'm nervous, I'm shy. And so going into a church for the first time, it's pretty nerve-wracking. But as I look back over the churches that I visited in the past, I can see that the atmosphere of the church spoke way louder and way sooner than the pastor ever did. to the churches that, for the churches that put little to no effort into their atmosphere, I can hardly tell you anything that their preachers talked about that Sunday. But then I look back to the churches that put a lot of work into their atmosphere, and they put a lot of energy in trying to create this energetic and magnetic atmosphere, and I can almost tell you in detail what their pastors talked about and what their preachers talked about. Their atmosphere sucked me in, and when it sucked me in, it just prepared my heart to hear the Word of God. Because atmosphere is important. Here's the deal. It's not good enough just for our songs to tell about God's goodness. It's not enough for our sermons to tell about God's goodness. Our entire environments of our churches should be reflecting who Jesus Christ is. Every bit of it. I can say this because I do oversee what happens on a Sunday morning in our services. But many times when we're getting ready for a Sunday, we just think about the big ticket items, like what songs are we going to sing? And we put a lot of effort into the songs, or what new sermon series we're going to put out, or what we're going to be talking about, or what the next big event is. And we put little to no effort into the atmosphere at all. Or even in the creative departments where we get stuck behind our computers trying to create this perfect graphic or this incredible video, which are important. But we don't even think one moment of what our guests are going to feel like when they walk into our auditoriums. And we can totally neglect our atmospheres. Unfortunately, so many times we put so much emphasis on these big ticket items, and many times we neglect one of the most crucial, and that's the atmosphere. While all the other portions of Sunday are valuable, and I'm not trying to say anything else is not valuable, it's all valuable, but when you don't put some energy into your atmosphere, that rotten atmosphere can steal the spotlight. It can steal the show, and it can leave your members never wanting to come back. But people will sit through a sermon that's not so good, but you put them in a rotten atmosphere once, you may never see them again. That's the power of atmosphere. And as church leaders, we have to do whatever we can to remove every barrier that could potentially distract a person from hearing the message, and work hard on creating these magnetic environments that people love. You know, when people look around our churches and look around our facilities, I believe they should look and see that we've gone out of our way to make them feel comfortable. You know, when you walk into a subpar environment, most of the time the first thing that comes to your mind are questions. Like, what's that smell? Right? Or you walk in the bathroom and you're like, why in the world is the plunger on top of the sink where I'm supposed to wash my hands? Or have they ever cleaned this place? Or what am I supposed to do next? I've walked in restaurants before, and I've walked in, and there's no sign that says seat yourself, and there's no hostess, and so I stand there not knowing what to do. And it just immediately creates this bad vibe from the moment that you walk in. I mean, the atmosphere has power. I mean, think back to some of the good and even bad atmospheres that you've been in. I think back to some bad ones. Like, I've been to nursing homes before, and I've never been to a nursing home till when I left, I said, you know what, when I get old, that's where I want to live. Never! Almost every one of them are bad atmospheres. But then I think about, like, Disney, and we all know Disney is like a cut above, right? But you go, I don't like Mickey Mouse, but I went to Disney for the first time several years ago, and I was sucked in, man. I was wanting the Mickey ears. I wanted the T-shirt, the shoes, because the atmosphere just sucked me in. I even think about the Super Bowl. I've never been to the Super Bowl, but every time that I watch it on TV, every year, as I'm watching it, I say to myself, one day, I'm going to go to the Super Bowl. I don't care how much money it costs, I'm going to go to the Super Bowl. Why? Because the energy and the environment is so electric, and it just, even through the TV, it sucks me in. It's something that I want to be a part of. So our environments, our atmospheres, they are important. I want to give you just a quick checklist for you, and then I'm going to close. For you to just to check on your own environment. And I believe that you can, should consider the five senses. What do your guests hear? What do they see? What do they feel? What do they taste? What do they smell when they walk into your building? Not too long ago, we had someone write in on one of our guest cards, which is embarrassing. Wrote in, "Why does your 11:30 service smell so bad?" And for us, it doesn't smell bad. You see, we live in a town with a paper mill. And that paper mill, man, the smell just gets in everything. It's in your car. It's in your house. It's in your clothes. And for us, we just didn't smell it anymore. It's like the big scratch in the wall that you walk by so many times that you never notice. But for them, they walked in and they're like, "My God, what is that smell?" You know, we didn't even realize that our lobby smelled like a big poot. We didn't even realize it. So consider the five senses. Look, a great atmosphere is about removing the negative questions. In fact, one of my favorite responses about atmosphere, that atmosphere can generate, is this. Wow, they thought of everything. They thought of everything. So look, do your church a favor and do the gospel a favor and invest in your atmosphere. And again, as valuable as atmosphere is, our substance, it has to be everything. Thank you, guys.